escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on this Thursday. And I have bad news.
Mm-hmm. Have any good news?
Texas, sure. It's not going to be Texas related, so I don't think I can. I don't want to take us off track here because we got to get to the rewatch. Mm-hmm. But training camp tickets for the Texans. Today was the day that they became available. Today was also the day they came sold out. Like, in the span of, what was it? What did you say it was?
11 minutes.
People are really excited to see this team out
We're
of training
ready,
camp.
Man.
Yeah, man. We are.
26 days? Something like that?
I don't know.
I think it's 26.
That sounds about right, yeah. But I'm not doing the math. I'm going to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to do the math. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to do it right in this moment. All right. So, yes, excited to see this team. I am as well, and that's why I started my rewatch of the 2024 season to go back through the last year and see, one, refresh my memory, but then go back and see some of the things that maybe were trends, some of the things that maybe could spin forward, all that type of thing. And so yesterday I started with week one versus the Colts. Today, the Sunday night football game, week two at NRG Stadium, the home opener versus Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, John Lopez. What do you remember from that game?
I remember a very, very highly anticipated game for obvious reasons. With obviously it was the Texans' first home game, number one. Number two, you know, C.J. Stroud coming off the year that he had and Caleb Williams as the number one pick. Very, very highly anticipated game that kind of went, you know, it was an ugly game. That's what I remember. It was a very ugly game. Although Kyamie Fairbairn made us think that, okay, this dude is hitting another level. I think he had hit a couple 50-yarders.
He did. One of those was a 59, if memory serves, mm-hmm. because, you know, and that actually kind of covered up what was a penalty right before there. It was a Tunsil false start with 10 seconds left mm-hmm. in the half as you're trying to drive, which, again, that's a frustration that I recall Texas fans having quite a bit last year. But we'll start here because you were talking about how it was an ugly game. Part of the reason why, Joe Mixon was not able to run the football very much, and that was offensive line wise, right? Yeah. Like that was the offensive line was not generating a lot of push and creating a lot of holes. He was trying to make a little something out of nothing, mm-hmm. but that didn't last very long. He was more involved in the pass game early and getting a jet sweep carry himself. That was some of the innovation that was promised, but Slowik didn't really deliver on it all the way through the season. But early on, you saw some of those, you know, some of those things that were promised when it came to Bobby Slowik innovation wise, and in seeing some of those things, I was like, oh, I remember when I was hoping for these things mm-hmm. and hoping that we see more of them. And I remember that during the season, we didn't get enough of that, maybe just because of execution alone.
But it was still obviously very early. So it was, again, kind of like I said yesterday, just hints of what was to come. But the defense also gave us a hint in that game.
They did.
They were really good.
This was a significant difference in week one. Week one defense for the – I don't think I said this on air, but I was talking to you afterwards mm-hmm. and I realized that I had not made mention of it. The defense in week one versus the Colts,
it's okay.
There wasn't like much to write home about. It did not signal, hey, this is a defense that's going to be one of the best in the league. Mm-hmm. Week two, we're a lot closer to mm-hmm. that. I mean, these dudes were thudding up. These dudes were going and hitting hard. And then you had a couple of interceptions as well. Now, some of that was helped by the fact that Caleb Williams, one of them was kind of thrown across the body at one point. Another one was one of those where he tried to, you know, roll out and then throw into triple coverage, even though his man had a step and he just didn't get the right distance on it. But still, like, the defense looked a lot better. You were able to get some sacks. One of those being, and there was a couple of sacks that you probably should have had that you didn't, that Caleb was able to weasel out. One of those was Will Anderson Jr. kind of leapt up at Caleb, I imagine, in some ways trying to block, but also at the same time, it allowed Williams to get out from underneath him. And I was like, also, would Will have gotten penalized if he just, he's bearing down. There's a couple of instances where Caleb Williams is booty butt naked open. He does not feel the pressure at all. And if you are a defensive end or a defensive player and you just drive into him, you could have an NFL blitz type, you know, 1990s, you got jacked up type hit. And I was like, ooh, does Will not do that? One, because he's just trying to make sure a throw doesn't happen. But two, is he also like, I can't do that because there's going to be a flag, even if it's a legal hit.
No, that's fair. You know, these days you got to tackle him with your chest, basically, to make it a legitimate hit. But the other part about the defensive performance in this game, as I remember it anyway, you know, you mentioned Caleb Williams. We were also wondering about, wow, what a great effort. But it's also a rookie quarterback over there. Or, you know, how much of it is him? How much of it is them? You know, and Eberflus trying to get used to him.
And not only the Texans also played this differently because, again, you have Anthony Richardson. There is a level of respect for what he can do with his legs. Mm-hmm. Caleb has a mobility, but they very much, it felt like, that's a rookie quarterback over there, and we're going to test him. The first sack of the game in the second quarter is a 6-man rush with some movement involved in the middle. They were just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just we're gonna be cautious, we're gonna keep you in the pocket. This was, we're heating your ass up to see what you're gonna do with it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Caleb, he ended up on his back a lot. Somebody said from the 832, shout out to Aziz wilding out on the sideline. That's one of those, I saw it again and I was like, this is where that the reputation is going to come, and once you get the Jaguars, that this is going to be one of those things that people harken back to.
Yeah.
Seeing it live, I go, that is a dude who is playing hard with the guy who has not reached the sideline. I was 100% good with that hit.
But then it was on the sideline too. You know, remember there was sort of a mix-up on the sideline.
I think Nico Collins did a little something too.
Yeah.
I think he might have slapped the ball or showed somebody something like that.
And that's the part that, as you just alluded to, people would point back to later and say, see, the guy's a maniac, you know?
And he's a dirty player.
Yeah. And that was my point was I don't think I saw anything in this game that made me go, that guy's a maniac, even though, you know, he was playing aggressive, as we know Aziz is. Someone asked on the text line, was this the Akers fumble game?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was late in the game. It kept this game way closer than it should have been, even as you watch the game be played. Man, the Texans were not efficient offensively. Although there was a few things that I found that were interesting in it. One, Brevin Jordan got a decent amount of love early in the season. I completely forgotten about before, you know, you lose him. And it makes me look at what could Brevin Jordan be this year? You know, he was a nice guy out of the backfield that kind of, you know, you get the ball to, you know, he has the athleticism. This game got me excited. And it wasn't like Brevin did a ton, but this game got me thinking and reminded me rather of just, okay, Brevin is here this year. When we talk about tight ends in that room, he only had one catch for 4 yards, but I was like, oh yeah, I've seen him a number of times kind of get involved. And I'm interested to see what a guy who loves tight ends and has one with that level of athletic ability, what he does with him. With all due respect to also to Cade Stover, who was doing a little bit of lead blocking. Remember, we were still doing tight ends as fullbacks at that point. Cade also, I'm interested to see, but Brevin, it was a reminder for me. Oh yeah. This guy with this coach with this coaching staff, I'm interested to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I hadn't remembered that. I'm glad you brought it up because obviously we're talking about tight ends a lot right now. Maybe Brevin Jordan, you know, in this offense might be. We were hoping Cade Stover, obviously, as well. Maybe Brevin Jordan has a little something here. But when it comes to the passing game, this was Nico all of a sudden saying, "Yeah, I'm really good. I got a new contract. Just watch me this year."
Yeah, and the. Fair enough to 832 talking about Aziz throwing the punches afterwards. I will say, I watched the condensed version, and you'll be surprised to find out they didn't leave
they
in
didn't show that.
That portion of it during the game, but that is fair.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the stuff on the sideline afterward is what people are going to point at point at.
That's just a competitor. speaking of competitors, are you familiar with Nico Collins?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this was the game when Nico said, I got the new contract. I'm really good. Watch me.
10 yards, 135. Oh, sorry. 10 targets, 135 yards on 8 catches, 1 touchdown. And this, all of that included in that was this particular catch that he made for 28 yards.
Strat of the gun on 2nd and 24. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ firing downfield. Hits Nico. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. A flag on the play.
Now that's weight room right there, baby.
And it really was. Like, this was one of those moments where I wrote down, Nico Collins is a delight. Press coverage, and what he does, gets that first step outside, and then uses strength to get through. Mm-hmm. Like, once he gets that guy, that defender off kilter, strength to get through him. Smooth route after that on the post. Easy pitch and catch for CJ, you know, obviously having a little bit of protection.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's evident what kind of day is going to happen when you see that touchdown happen.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see it. It's the way that he's able to operate. Just another, just wanted to take a second to appreciate what Nico Collins is able to do on what a lot of in-breakers in this game, a lot of middle of the field type stuff, even though he can go over the top, he can go outside, he can do everything. And he also had some instances where playground happened and he got locked in with CJ as he's evacuating. Got a lot of a few of those maybe 15, 20-yard intermediate type passes to him in this game as well.
That's when you're saying to yourself, worth every penny when it comes to Nico. But altogether, you're still looking at the scoreboard. You know, you're still looking at the scoreboard late. You're still looking at some hiccups that the Texans had, especially offensively. And you're like, man, they should be blowing this thing open.
All right, so speaking of wide receivers, remember, Stephon Diggs is still early in his time here as he's playing. Stephon Diggs had this particular play that I thought was very good.
Third down and 10, Texans from the Houston 23. Stroud in the gun, one back. Three receivers wide side right. CJ calls for the ball from Jarrett Patterson, the center tonight. Stroud gets the snap. Firing downfield left side. Diggs with the catch and a first down running out of bounds inside the 45 of Houston.
Yeah, the footwork along the sideline and the placement.
Yes, absolutely. I love listening back to these guys call the game.
That kind of got me excited a little bit listening to them, man.
It should. Yeah. But the thing about it, third down, you heard Vandermeer set it up, 3-by-1. The one that isolated is Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. Inside release, runs a little flag route back to the outside. Nice, pretty, you know, exactly what you expect. And my thought was, who profiles is that now?
Route running.
For this Texans team?
Yeah, that other route runner.
Right? Because Nico, obviously, we know he can do that type of stuff. Who is that now that profiles, especially get outside, isolation, route this guy up, get a big third down catch? Like, who profiles closely is that for in your mind?
I think at least early on, maybe for the majority of the season, maybe the entire season, it's going to be Christian Kirk. I think they're going to put him in that role. Veteran, savvy, can play in various, you know, inside, outside, various, you know, ways that he can play. I think it's going to be Christian Kirk. I think that's exactly why they brought him in, for that type of situation.
Okay. For some reason, and maybe this is just like I'm locking him into a box, I continue to think about Christian Kirk as, you know, that slot guy. Obviously, he can take it deep, but then also work underneath, which I guess Diggs was doing a lot of that as well.
Yeah, a lot of drag routes.
I'll be interested to see if they utilize him in that way as well, where he, you know, specific to this, but I think you know what I'm trying to get to. In a 3-by-1, I'd imagine Christian Kirk more in that bunch or that 3 wide receiver set to one side as opposed to being that ISO guy.
Maybe Higgins?
Maybe, but again, that might be a lot to ask of him young, early. We'll see what that ultimately comes to, but that was one of the thoughts. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And they were very intentional getting the ball to Diggs early. Like, I think that's one of the things that we knew was happening in the moment, but you can absolutely see the intentionality that they had in getting him the football early. I'd like to see maybe how they do that with this year. A couple more things that I wanted to get to. The offensive line, I mentioned early on, you can see all of it early.
Mm-hmm.
You can see even more of it because this is where we started seeing twists happens where guys got hurt, missed. One of them was like Dare Ogunbowale actually back coming up and, you know, getting caught on this like kind of pin situation that's happening with the game. And, you know, you have a free Tremaine Edmonds go and hit C.J. Stroud on a rush that probably you should have been able to pick up. 6-man rush, but, you know, Dare, if he comes up and just hit that guy, he should be able to give CJ time. He doesn't because he's going and pinning the guy that is already on, that's already on the guard there. So that's one of those things. But Kenyon looked lost on a twist, and I was like, oh, there it is.
That was another one. But you also mentioned, you know, the blocking scheme there, and maybe that was, you know, within that building. In fact, I can almost bet that it was one of those, like, we've got to be able to fix these problems that the communication, which ended up being a big thing all year long, you know, people committing and being able to do some of these complex blocks, et cetera, just another sign. And then they win the game, and what happened afterward?
And then CJ and Caleb.
Yeah.
CJ wants to give Caleb some help, which he did, right? I was watching this again, and I'm like, Caleb did not feel pressure. He had a couple of sacks, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. that he just did not feel pressure. The one with Will Anderson Jr. earlier in the game, mm-hmm. I get it. That's your blind side.
Yeah.
He missed Daniil Hunter on his strong side, where you should, even if you're not looking directly at him, you're looking downfield, you should, one, be able to count
feel
this
it.
Thing out.
And, yeah.
You know, you should have a level of innate feeling as to, I'm here standing here for a while. Let me make sure that I'm not alone.
There
here,
might be someone coming,
you know. But also, this is where you should be able to use your peripheral vision, and he didn't. So look, man, I think CJ was right to get. Hey, let me don't take these hits, dog.
It was just funny.
You
man.
Don't want it was funny, but
hey, listen to me.
Yeah, come here. Can I hit one more thing before we go here?
Yeah.
This was DJ Moore was the notable wide receiver. Obviously, Roma Dunze is there. Mm-hmm. They have a DeAndre Carter, some of these guys, but DJ Moore was the notable guy. This was the game where we had Sting traveling,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that worked pretty well for Sting, but Kamari was out there in a very particular way, playing off a whole bunch,
mm-hmm.
and he got a couple of times. That's a place that I'm going to watch as this season goes to just see how much development, because we talked about Kamari and we gave him a lot of praise as mm-hmm. he was due. I'm interested over the next few weeks to see just how much development Kamari has. In
you
this
and me
season,
both, man.
Because you could see the ways in which teams were challenging him, and the Bears were not a great team, and they had some success challenging mm-hmm. him. Although he had a couple of picks because Caleb underthrew when a guy
it's
going to
be one
top
of the
him.
Most key things of the season.
100%,
Kamar can do it. Yeah,
I want to see that development again, and then I also want to see. What can we expect to him to have development on top of that in year two? Because he's mm-hmm. not a finished product, but where does it continue to go? Because he also is a very high IQ young guy at that as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Man, that game should have been a bigger win. There was
absolutely.
I mean, one of the touchdown that the Bears did score came off of a third down play, third and long, throw down the middle to DeAndre Carter. Caleb Bullock, remember, he got a PI because mm-hmm. he came up and hit that seam route well before the ball gets there. And I'm like, if he plays that better, he's there early enough. You get them off the field. They only kick a field goal. And this looks like a better win than it probably ended up looking. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's my rewatch. I'll do another one. Week three at Minnesota is week three. I'll do that tomorrow. And that was not a fun
Thanks
one.
Thanks for the warning.
I am not looking forward to that. I'm just trying to help. All right. Coming up next, this is a warning. Lopez has quite the confession coming up in Lunchtime Confessions next. We'll figure out what that is.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my
my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is next.
All right, so it can be a little frustrating when you solve one mystery and then it opens up to another mystery, right?
Huh, yeah, agreed.
So that's what happened. And my confession, part of it is I was just fascinated this morning. So I get to the studio a little late, if we're being honest. So I was just kind of, you know, going through all my stuff here.
Now, how late?
Well, I'm usually late-ish anyway because I do most of my stuff at home. But I would say about 10 minutes later than usual.
Yeah, that feels about right.
Yeah.
It's about 9:50.
55.
That's
55.
Y'all, wow.
But anyway, so I'm going through all my stuff, and right next to the keyboard is a green capsule, medication, clearly a prescription. So it just fascinated me.
You said clearly a prescription.
No, because it had all these numbers and stuff. You know how those prescription medications have, like, digital numbers and, you know, all this other stuff on them.
Serial number on.
Yeah, whatever. So I'm like, huh, I hope nobody's in trouble.
In trouble? What do you mean?
Like they didn't have their medicine.
Yeah, got you.
So I actually did a reverse. I did my investigation. I did a reverse image search.
Capital J journalism.
And yes, and it created another mystery. So the pill that was there was dicloxacillin.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Sure.
Found it.
We all know what that is, but just for the benefit of the listener.
Yeah, for the rest of the people.
Yeah, just for everybody else, because I clearly know.
Get this. It is used to treat many different types of infections that are skin and soft tissue infections, including conditions like impetigo, cellulitis, boils, and carbuncles.
I don't even know what that is, and I'm afraid to go.
Well, you know
it.
What a boil is, so they're all in the same.
That was the one that I knew. All the other words.
So that leads to another mystery. All right, do one of our coworkers? Oh, by the way, the side effects: severe stomach pain,
yikes,
diarrhea that is watery, or bloody.
So, apologies to anyone who's eating lunch right now, by the way.
It's 12:20.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So of course, should
have probably given you a warning on it.
So of course, I'm like, well, dang, do one of our teammates have some sort of skin condition? And then another level, how did they get that skin condition? Let's just ask the question, was it communicable?
To put it in the parlance of your time period, are you claiming that someone has a venereal disease?
An STD? Mm. I mean, it's infections caused by, you know, skin and soft tissue infections. Impetigo, I got to look that up, I meant to. Boils and carbuncles.
Okay. Well, yeah, who need that?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Tyler and sits there, right?
At times, man. Amongst others. Like, I'm not trying to... you've been trying to set Tyler up a lot
I have a lot of fun with Tyler.
Y'all, look at the fellow Aglies.
Well,
Aggies
that's why
going after each
away.
Other. Someone said Hughley 100%. Hey!
Ooh, impetigo spreads easily through direct contract and is highly contagious.
Right, I'm not touching none of y'all.
Lopez was over there.
Touching y'all. None of y'all no more. Y'all ain't getting no high fives, no handshakes, none of that.
I'm staying out of that studio.
So any other theories here?
No, none whatsoever from the 346. Dusty Baker is shaking his head right now listening to all this HIPAA. From the 713. Thanks, John. I'm eating an apple walnut salad thinking of bowel movements. Yeah.
I mean, it's important that this person, whomever it might be, gets their medication.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm assuming that they have no other medication, and this is the only pill that they have at their disposal, John. All right, so day baseball today. It's a Hunter Brown Day. Again, congratulations and happy Hunter Brown Day to you all. And because the game starts at 1:05,
mm-hmm.
With that opportunity up here at Odyssey Houston, we having a watch party. And they went up big for it. I mean,
it's nice back there.
They got cookies and chips and drinks and hot dogs, baby.
You're darn right.
Hot dogs all the way you can
get
see.
Get you a glizzy.
I think I will. Because, and to that point, I think I'm going to 999 it up.
Oh, no, please don't.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a hot dog and inning, if they'll allow me. They might just be like, hey, you're just eating up all the hot dogs.
Can you do it?
That's what I want to find out.
I think you can do five.
You think I do five?
Yeah.
The question I have, though, is like, as Sean Pendergast just said to me, as I tried to rope him in to actually do this, it is the 999 challenge, not just the 99 challenge, not just nine hot dogs and nine innings.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not doing beer because mm-hmm. we don't have beer. Oh, do we? But it's all old beer.
Open any refrigerator.
But also, I'm gonna be honest. I'm also not a beer guy.
Yeah.
Would you be okay if I substituted beer for something else, like a cookie every inning as well?
Oh yeah,
or something like that.
Or some sort of drink, even just water, because the beer is what bloats you. So I would suggest 999 with nine innings, nine hot dogs, nine whatever.
Nine drinks of some sort.
Yeah.
Figgy, what do you think? Are you in agreement here?
Yeah, I want to see you do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna be over here making myself look really bad in front of my coworkers, I imagine.
No, it'll be fun.
Okay.
It's content, baby.
Is that what that is?
It's content.
I just wanted to eat a whole bunch of free hot dogs.
Well, you will.
But yes, I think I'm gonna try it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna give it a shot. You said you got me at five?
I think you can do five.
Do you have a feeling on where you think I land here?
I'm gonna say seven.
Okay.
Ooh,
you got,
that's good.
You got some good belief in me. I appreciate it. Somebody said margarita. I don't have nine margaritas here.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said nine goodness. Shots don't be a punk. There are shots around here.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can be convinced.
Mm-hmm.
If we get 10 people on the text line that agree that I should do nine shots, I'll do them.
All right. That is definitely content.
Yeah.
I'm within walking distance of the apartment. I'll be all right. You know what I mean? Like, there will not be no intoxicated driving. I think If we get 10 people on the text line or the YouTube page or the Twitch that are like, okay, do that, I will. Because we don't have the margarita machine going or nothing, do we?
No, we don't have that.
We got some alcohol around here for sure.
Yeah, I was like, that's one thing I do know. I don't think we got White Claws or ice or hard iced tea either.
We got any alcohol you
Somebody
want.
Somebody said only
in this
10?
Building?
Look, I'm just trying to see if y'all listening for real.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yes, 999. We possibly, somebody said, looking forward to tomorrow's bowel movement talk.
Yeah. You're going to need some dicloxacillin after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I'm kind of thinking about trying something too. So I don't know if y'all seen this, but Red Lobster is officially out of bankruptcy.
Hey, we made it. We back.
Wow.
We back for the
break. Yeah, we good. Yeah. So
shout out to Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember, but somebody ended up buying Red Lobster.
I didn't know
taking
that.
It over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot his name, but A couple things he added to the Red Lobster list is seafood boil bags.
Oh, heck yeah.
$5 drinks. And then he got some other little things, too. I got to confess.
Sangria flights.
Is that what it is?
Sangria flights.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I got to confess, man. I think I might go. I might hit up Red Lobster sometime.
Let's go.
Hey, those boil
show
bags.
Trip? I might do it.
Show trip?
I'm down for it.
I don't even know if the boil bags are going to be good,
though. No, but that's all the rage right now, man.
When was the last time y'all been to Red Lobster?
Probably 40 years.
Dang.
Yeah, mine is
I've never been a huge fan, but I do like the biscuits, as you mentioned, Reggie.
I don't think I've been to Red Lobster since I've been living here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be at least a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we should go, man.
It's an institution.
We should definitely go just try some of this stuff out.
If you guys set it up, I will definitely go to Red Lobster. Just to give it a shot after all this time.
I think that is actionable.
Y'all trying to go this weekend? Lopez be busy on the weekends.
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of work on the weekend.
Yeah.
Get the reels and all that stuff.
Look, you said it over air. I'm pretty sure that is legally binding.
No, I will. I will go. I will definitely go.
Oh, wow. That's like 20 people that are like, do the shots. But one person did mention that it is the carbonation that gets you, so I should have gone with like a soda or something instead. I'll do the shots. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how far that goes.
Content, baby.
Somebody said you already talk too much. Hate to see what happens with shots. Fair enough.
He's going to be talking like he's on 78 speed.
So do you talk way more when you tipsy?
I can confirm.
Because
I've been around him when he's a little tipsy.
Sometimes.
New Orleans?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay. Sometimes I talk a little bit.
He rattles it off, man.
Sometimes I talk a little bit, but sometimes I get quiet.
No.
I just kind of chill.
Not Reggie.
I get sleepy too.
Yeah, it's like he's it's a combination of alcohol and coffee.
But one of the things about the shots is I just realized the game does start while we're still on the air.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Hey, you good? Look, I can't have no shots, but y'all could.
Yeah, that's right.
Just don't throw up in there.
Yeah. Figgy, I was like, legitimately, it blew my mind. Did you see Mark Berman's tweet? Yesterday, last night.
I did.
Dude, so he said he was walking through his subdivision, and he got a chance to say hello to former UH Cougar and Buffalo Bills star Ed Oliver. Did you see this?
Yes. I was actually going to put this in What's Popping, but I saw that you had already gotten to it.
Ed Oliver, and it sure looks like he's wearing slides. Like, it looks all, it might just be socks.
I thought it was just socks. I thought he was just out here.
It might just be socks.
It might just be socks, but it's kind of hard to tell because the strap on the whatever you're sitting on there.
the saddle is what you're talking about?
Well, but that part has a name, and I can't remember it. Okay. It's kind of covering where the slide, top would be. He's wearing shorts. A Bills hoodie.
Bills team issue.
And either socks or slides. And I'm like, I'll be damned. Is this a thing that we've just missed on?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what your guy was wearing.
Yeah, I wonder if that's really a thing. I wonder if it's easier or better to ride a horse with socks or just slides or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, there's another one.
So we just missed out on this has been happening all the time.
Yeah.
And we ain't know that they was just riding horses and slides.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, it makes me want to do it, but also I feel like you can't just jump into that.
I don't know about riding a horse with slides or socks or anything like that, but I definitely want to ride the horse to the store. Just go to the corner store real quick.
That's what they call balling.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked that.
You'd be a baller.
All right. There's been, I don't know that I've seen this kind of consensus on the text line or the YouTube page in my life. I guess I will be attempting a 999 challenge with the substitute of beer, of shots rather than beer. This could go horribly, terribly wrong, and we will find out if it does as the show
progresses. I'm surprised you're doing this, man.
I don't know. I just felt bad that Sean did not undertake it. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be a man of the people. So I'm gonna. Somebody said put that number low because he wants an excuse to get hammered. No, I really and truly don't.
There's a lot of shots for suggestions out there, man.
Well, I mean, I felt like I want to do it justice to where if I do complete it, because this is the thing. If I'm not eating 9 hot dogs for y'all to say that, nah, you didn't do it because you drank some soda. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to make sure that this was something that y'all believed was adequate, and so we'll give it a try. Somebody said, after 10 shots, we'll hear real confessions. That's hilarious. All right. Coming up next in the loop, it's a Thursday, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
That means it's time for a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We'll figure it out next. I don't know how to feel right now because there's simultaneously a lot of confidence and very little confidence in me happening on the text line. Saying that I'm going to undertake a version of the 999 challenge for Astros baseball on Hunter Brown Day with him going versus the Phillies, trying to seek a sweep for the Astros. We have secured the shots. The hot dogs are in there, although there's a lot more people than I realized.
Yeah, the gang's all here.
I hope that I'm going to be able to get 9 hot dogs because that would be a real shame if I start getting down that path and then it's like, oh, we out. You know what I mean? Like that. But we'll see what that looks like. But that's neither here nor there. Right now, right now it's time for a little buy or sell.
It is time for a little buy or sell. I will say this. This thought occurred to me just as you were talking. Hunter Brown pitching, it's going to be a fast game.
That's also true.
That's 9 hot dogs in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's also true.
It's somebody else that used to pitch real fast, too.
Yeah,
was it somebody for the Astros?
Oh, yeah. There's always some guys just work faster or better.
I remember back in the day, Cliff Lee.
Yeah,
that brother used to. He wasted no time. It was no pitch clock.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
He wasted no. That was a quick game every time he pitched.
So you're gonna have to throw 9 back in like under 3 hours. So there's that. All right,
I'm stretching it out. Here we go. Hey,
Do you remember former Texan Kendall Lamb?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, are you buying or selling this? So there was a report. He was kind of glad to get out of Miami. You know, was not happy. Kind of critical of some of the things that they were doing in Miami. So he was asked about this, and he said, quote, "I don't remember talking to any reporter about anything that we really dealt with Miami and the Dolphins." He says he doesn't remember.
I am actually buying this because this was I think there's a little bit of journalism behind this. This is a fake quote.
Oh, really?
So it was just kind of a Twitter account or something, or like not a Twitter account, but, you know,
no,
so,
his quote is real.
Not every website,
yeah.
You know, is of the same level.
But he had to answer to it.
Yeah, he absolutely did. But the website had this quote, and it said it was attributed to ESPN.
Okay.
And it was not found anywhere on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
But that quote was then picked up on, you know, sites that should be, you know, revered and believed, like Yahoo Sports, USA Today, Sports Illustrated, or what have you. So I do buy that Kendall Lamb did not know about this because this is part of the aggregation situation where, like, people get out, and this isn't even quite the aggregation. This is just people lying. But because aggregators operate in certain ways where they're like, oh, well, this was on some other thing. But if you don't actually link to that thing, we've gotten used to just kind of trusting because we see ESPN or because we see Sham Sharani or because we see Jeff Passan, or just, you know, you'll see someone that you do value. They're trading off of that validity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just take that. And this maybe serves as a reminder that, hey, we probably do need to go back and make sure to find out in this world of disinformation
that we have. The interesting thing to me, and maybe it's the brilliance of it, is that they decided to make this Kendall Lamb. You know, like not a very kind of, I mean, all due respect, but not exactly a household name in the NFL.
That's what makes it so believable, too.
Maybe that's the brilliance of it. Yeah.
But yes, I do buy it because it seems like there are people that have checked. Now, Kendall Lamb may say this.
Yeah.
That does suck for him, though. Like, people are like, hey.
He's having to answer to it.
Hey, I heard. Because this is like high school rumors, except on an entirely different level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Are you buying? Or I'm guessing we're all buying that, Figgy. So.
What if Figgy was like, nah,
he's lying.
I think he said that.
He said that.
This one just gets me. It happened this week, of course. Aaron Rodgers said he's, quote, pretty sure he's going to retire after this year. And this is the one that really gets me. And he's going to, quote, fade into anonymity when he does retire. Aaron Rodgers, anonymity.
Yeah, let's be spicy. I'm buying it.
Oh, get out of
here. I'm buying it. I'm buying it. He enjoys doing this on, like, the sports stuff. But his interests outside of sports, they just be over there. He'd be over there doing stuff. He'd be going over there on ayahuasca trips, going to Egypt. Like, what about that is about him being front and center?
He was
going to
run for vice president.
That is true.
He was willing to run for vice president.
I also forgot about that. I did not think about that at all.
Don't tell me. You want to change your answer?
Kind of. Because he also wanted to host Jeopardy.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, his interests seemed to largely be over there just doing stuff. And I do think that he would just go pursue the stuff that he's doing. However, some of his interests pull him back into the public. And so, yeah, I could easily see him doing that. But I would lean into the idea that, you know, maybe he's gotten his fill of all this. Maybe he's sick of being berated publicly, even though he puts himself open to that. And maybe just not playing football will give him the opportunity to actually act like, you know, a normal person. Plus, remember, he's married now. And we don't know who that lady is. Maybe that lady's like, if you don't bring your butt home.
I'm selling it too, yeah. I think once he retire, I feel like he gonna get into his bag where maybe all the little weird stuff he always talk about. I don't know if he gonna maybe do some type of podcast. Somebody gonna throw a bunch of money, and he gonna get into that weird pocket when he talk about all the weird stuff he want to talk about.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably gonna hit.
I'm selling it too because his whole bit, we've figured it out by now, Aaron. Your whole bit is to say you don't want attention and then do everything you can to get attention. You know, like running for vice president and hosting Jeopardy and posting videos on the ayahuasca trip. He didn't just go away. You know, there were videos and pictures of him, you know, meditating and all this. And oh, by the way, doing a documentary or whatever the hell you want to call it about being Aaron Rodgers and all. Anonymity? No way. All right.
Hmm? I said, okay.
No, you can. Hey, that's why we have differences of opinion.
I will say, he'll be anonymous to me because I ain't looking for it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you that.
All right. So Josh Kroenke.
Yes.
From the Denver Nuggets owner says, quote, he may have to trade Nikola Jokic.
We have audio of it even.
And we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I figure why are you looking at that?
I'm looking like, do we?
We do have. It's
I'm the one
that's getting
cut all,
20.
I'm getting all this.
It's cut 20.
All right, I got it.
And, you know, I think that for us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. And so, we're very conscious of that pushing forward. And, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure, but it's something that teams are obviously very aware of going forward.
You buying it?
I'm selling it because, I mean, I guess we're seeing team owners can indeed be that dumb. We have seen, superstar players that it felt like, at least in the NBA, you just don't send elsewhere unless they make you sent elsewhere for no good reason. But it's hard to believe that happens more than once.
Yeah. Right?
It's hard to believe that just off of the strength of, well, you know, the money is hitting us so hard that we trade away our star player. You know, you can trade away these other ones too.
Yes, you can.
You know, and this felt very much more like one of those threats that's not a threat but is a threat. Like, oh, man, if you do this, then I might have to do something stupid.
Yeah,
I might do something crazy.
Yeah.
Because the second apron is one of those things that even though it serves to protect, you know, teams from themselves from overspending or spending crazy, it also isn't an annoyance and a hindrance. So he's like, hey, man, our lives are so hard because of the second apron. I might have to do something crazy like trade my best player. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Because it also makes you all your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm selling it too, man. And I'm not looking at Dallas. Dallas is the outlier to me because that don't happen all the time. But I do feel like they will trade everybody else around him.
Mm-hmm.
And if it get bad to a point, he probably will ask to be traded. And then that's when you make that
set move. Yeah, that's different.
But, he's not sitting here saying, man, we going to have to trade our – nah, that's the last resort.
Yeah, I'm with you both. I guess we can't do buy or sell without the obligatory Joe Espada quote. Joe Espada said Sean Dubin, quote, has a forearm strain.
I mean, I buy that. What does that lead to? Like, what does that ultimately mean is really the thing that I'm trying to find out because if memory serves, that is the first step towards a particular surgery that has two first names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how we end up with Tommy John land. Like, so I'm sure he has a forearm strain. What is that ultimately going to lead to?
The Brandon Scott surgery?
Tommy John.
Okay, that's it. Tommy John.
Yeah, Tommy John.
I knew it was out there somewhere.
I'm buying it too because I think to me I wouldn't buy it if he said forearm soreness or something like that. Mm-hmm. If he was saying just a little sore, then I wouldn't have bought that.
Yeah,
but shoulder forearm strain. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm rolling with that one.
Remarkably, I'm buying it too because I think right now all they can do is call it a strain. Now maybe today they know better, but when he said it, all they could say was it was a strain until they got the MRI, unless they already had it, and then I would sell it.
But, which we know that sometimes they have the MRI before we realize it. Sometimes that happens. They
do that. Stephen A. Smith told Rolling Stone magazine this week about LeBron James. I don't like him. Is that Stephen A. Smith being honest, or is that Stephen A. Smith doing Stephen A. Smith things?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to buy that because one of the things that seems to get under Stephen A. Smith's skin is when these big-time players push back at him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, he ended up in that space where he was like, you don't want to make an enemy out of me, when he was going back and forth with newest Rocket Kevin Durant at one point. And one thing you'll remember, it became a big thing last season when LeBron actually walked up to him and talked to him about some of the stuff that was happening, or that Stephen A. was talking about with Bronny. Now, who was writing all that, we can parse it some other time, but in that instance, like, that's something that Stephen A. don't like, mm-hmm. or historically. I could easily see how you could look up and be like, I don't like that cat, especially as he, you know, talks about me and talks about the way that I conduct my business in order to make my money. Like, it does seem like Stephen A. does not like that. So, yeah, I could easily see him not appreciating not appreciating LeBron.
Yeah, I'm buying it, especially right now, because I think Stephen A., I think he probably was cool with LeBron at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he don't like the whole, feel like he's being lied on.
Yes.
And apparently he felt like LeBron just been making up lies, him and his team been making up lies about stuff on him.
Yeah.
So that could make you not like somebody. So I believe it.
I'm with you both again on this one. I think a lot of what he says is for effect, but I think he legitimately does not like LeBron. Adam Silver says that AI is going to help the league determine the likelihood of potential Achilles injuries.
Uh-oh.
Shout out Allen Iverson, man. No, I'm not buying this. I'm selling this. Look, there is something to be said or discussed about with the uptick of injuries Achilles particularly.
It was yesterday before the draft. He was asked about, hey, there's a lot of Achilles in the league right now. Well, a lot of Achilles injuries. And he said, yeah, well, among other things, like AI, we're looking into it to maybe it can help us determine, you know, and whatever, prevent. AI is going to help you prevent Achilles injuries?
Well, I wouldn't use that particular tone because I think that the frivolous use, you know me, I'm not here for the frivolous use of AI. The things that people, the purveyors of AI systems or what have you, were trying to sell you on is its applications in helping, like, utilize data and crunch it down and, you know, make something of that, which seems like in the medical field could be incredibly helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. The thing that I'm pointing to is I don't know that this is like a research type thing when it's coming to these Achilles injuries.
Yeah.
I think it's an overuse and a particularly like overuse in different ways, right? Obviously, just playing too many games. And maybe someone is listening and going, well, they've been playing 82 games for a long time. I think it also points to these guys are pushing their bodies even further than guys have pushed their bodies before. And there's not a way to ramp that down without changing the circumstances because nobody's going to willingly say, I'm going to go less than what is available to me in this competitive space where there's, as we talked about, so much money on the line.
Yeah.
So again, you could do all your AI. I think ultimately what you'll come down to is, hey, can we limit the usage of what's happening here? And I think the only way to do that really is probably to have
maybe that's how they use AI.
Fewer games, what have you. And maybe,
you should ask AI.
Maybe.
How can they cut down on these Achilles injuries?
Well, that's what he says they're going to try.
Ask it right now. See what they say.
But I just, the predictiveness of artificial intelligence, I know is next level. But when a guy has a quote, you know, calf strain, I mean, common sense would tell you, you better start looking at the Achilles anyway and rest them. I think it might be able to use some of the data and information to say, hey, yeah, you probably want to rest him. Doesn't mean the guy's going to rest in the NBA Finals.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the conscious decisions, some of the ones we were talking about.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant himself, when he was with the Warriors, that was one of those things that happened there, although it was a calf strain earlier in the year. Klay Thompson, when he had his, where he was coming from his calf strain. Obviously, you talk about, you know, Tyrese, we saw him laboring with the calf. But that's one of those things where we all know in sports, guys are going to play through injury in these moments where it seems like it matters the most in the playoffs. So, Yeah, I don't know how you balance that and how you stop those guys and the teams themselves from allowing those guys to get out there on the floor. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, which Houston team has the biggest obstacle in their way to winning a championship, as they all seem to be in kind of championship mode, interestingly enough. It's a great time in Houston, but which obstacle is the biggest for each of these teams? We'll talk about it next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.